With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another guy who also makes people crazy is Ron Kuby, our buddy, civil rights attorney. Let's welcome Ron in. Ron, you think he's going to get arrested? I mean, maybe when all is said and done, Trump just, you know, getting some donations to his website. Maybe that's what this is all about.
First of all, good morning.
Yes, hi.
Second, I just have two quick shout-outs. I'm sorry, but my daughter is 31 years old today, so happy birthday, Cupcake. And the Iraq War is 20 years old today. It has grown so fast.
Yeah.
Right? You should just, you know, we're just going to go in there and take out Saddam and create a democratic, you know, version of Iraq, like sort of like Ohio. And now look at it. It's a whole regional conflict. I'm so proud.
Look, I think the conflict ended. Unless I missed something in the news, I think the Iraq War is over. But, you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, except Iran. You remember them? Iran is now the dominant force in the whole area. But happily, China brought Iran and Saudi Arabia together, so it worked out great. Anyway, Donald Trump, yes, he's getting indicted. He is going to get indicted, almost certainly. And following an indictment, there is technically an arrest. And when I say technically, I mean you surrender, in this case, to the Manhattan DA squad. You arrange a place to meet. They fingerprint you. And by the way, to show how nice the DA's office is, their squad, if they have trouble getting your prints on the new electronic machine, many of them are equipped with a little tube of vegetable oil to massage into your fingers and your tiny little hands. It's true. They come with their own lube. It's fantastic. You get printed. You get mugshotted.
What happened to the ink? You don't get the ink to smudge anymore? It's all,
dude.
That's history?
Dude. You know, that went the way of Montgomery Ward. Remember Ron and Son was talking about that show over? They've got computers now. I mean, it's a whole new thing. So that is almost certainly going to happen. The crime is, as far as we can tell, and we always have to add that caveat, is going to be falsification of business records in the first degree. First degree! And basically, the allegation, just so people understand what we think is going to be charged, is that Michael Cohen, at the direction or with the full knowledge of Donald Trump, paid $130,000 to Stormy Daniels in hush money to prevent her from talking about the affair with Donald Trump that Donald Trump claims he never had. In addition to that, Trump directed, or with Trump's full knowledge, Michael Cohen entered that as a legal expense, entered that payment as a legal expense in the Trump organization, so they did not have to disclose that, in fact, it was a campaign contribution made just days before the election and just days after the Access Hollywood tape came out, and so it was done to conceal another crime. It is a Class E felony, which does not stand for excellent, but it is the lowest felony in the state of New York, no mandatory minimum term, and it carries a maximum, which hardly anybody ever gets, of 1 1/3 to 4. Good news for Donald Trump, if you want to get a word in edgewise, just go ahead. Good news is the liberals still prevail on bail. So, right? Because if you guys
good point.
Oh, no. Wait. He's going to get out. Then he's going to get out and then knock off a bodega? What's going on here?
No, he's just going to get out and knock off a country or maybe incite a mob to attack something. I mean, it could happen.
Great.
We can't be sure, but you don't have to be sure, right? I mean, the likelihood of him constituting a danger, pretty high, and I could see a judge detaining him in his security detail at Rikers. Had you guys won your fight, but you lost, so he'll be released on his own recognizance.
All right, Ron. Yeah. Ron, I've got to ask you about, you know, you explained the charges very well there, but previous U.S. attorney Cy Vance did not want to pursue this thing. Yet Alvin Bragg has decided to. Now, this is a guy who doesn't prosecute people for armed robbery, but he wanted to go after Trump. So why? Look at
I'm making noises, Ron.
You've had
Not through with the question. Man,
stop
so
making noises.
Come on, Ron. Answer the question. Why is that? Why now? And what's different about this case that Vance and others did not want to pursue?
Well, it's Cy Vance had enlisted this whole team to prosecute Trump for some grand conspiracy encompassing forever, because Cy Vance is grandiose. Alvin Bragg never wanted that huge case against Trump. And he wanted a case he could actually prove. And I think he can prove this. I know that Michael Cohen, the utterly loathsome and despicable Michael Cohen, who hates Donald Trump in precisely the same degree as he used to love him and do his bidding, I know he is a deeply flawed witness, but they will almost certainly have lots and lots of documents corroborating everything Cohen says. Bragg's not a fool. He's not going to go to trial trusting Cohen's credibility unless it's supported by documentary evidence. But let me throw the question back, okay? Let's assume, just for this discussion, that Trump did commit this crime. Should he get a pass because he's a former president? Should he get a pass?
No.
Should he get a pass at all?
No. If he committed a crime, fine. But let me ask you this, Ron.
Okay.
How many times did the Manhattan DA prosecute this kind of a crime against other people?
Well, the answer is more often than you might think. I mean, it's not an incredibly common crime, but it's more often than you might think. Usually this comes in the context of prosecuting SEC violations or other sorts of embezzlements and thefts, and you falsify the business records in order to cover up the fact that you committed the underlying crime. It's not that unusual. I mean, look, the fact that Bragg has chosen the election law as an underlying crime is new, because let's face it, most people who end up getting prosecuted for this are not like concealing their violations of election law because they're not running for office. But it's not some sort of weird crime that existed in the law books from, 1872, and Alvin Bragg, brought the volume down, blew off the dust and said, look at that. Agree.
Ron,
if he committed this crime, he should be prosecuted.
Ron, we have less than a minute left. We have less than a minute, so I'm going to ask you a yes-no question, because we have less than a minute left, and I know it takes
ahead.
You about 45 seconds to answer yes or no. Is Trump going to jail?
Almost certainly not, and if he does, it will be so far in the future that at least three-quarters of your audience will have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Boy, he's always killing our audience, man.
Wow, killing off our... He's the show killer. There he is, Rod Kuby.
Radio.
Civil rights attorney. All right, Rod. Rod, goodbye, Rod. Good talking to you. We don't like to insult our audience or shuttle them off the mortal coil or whatever we call it. All right, thanks, pal. Hey, coming up next, when we return, Ted Lasso's visiting the White House and free tickets to see The Temptations and The Four Tops, all coming up.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.